NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. At the start of Christmas Eve ceremonies in St. Peter's Basilica, a woman jumped a barricade and lunged at Pope Benedict XVI, knocking him down. But the Pope was apparently unharmed and able to complete the two-hour Mass. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports from Rome.
TV footage showed a woman dressed in a red hooded sweatshirt jumping over the barrier and lunging toward the Pope, who fell to the floor. Vatican spokesman Father Federico Lombardi said the woman, whom he described as unstable, was the same person who tried to jump a barrier last Christmas as the Pope walked toward the altar. She was detained for questioning by Vatican security police but was not immediately identified. French Cardinal Roger Ichigaray also fell to the floor and was hospitalized with a broken leg. The Pope, whose mitre fell from his head and who lost grip of his staff, was then helped up by security guards and resumed the procession toward the altar. He appeared somewhat shaken as he sat down in his chair. It was the first time a potential attacker came into direct contact with Benedict, and the incident raised concerns about the Pope's security. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
President Obama and his family have arrived in the president's boyhood home of Hawaii for a holiday break from Washington. The family has no public schedule and are expected to celebrate the holidays behind closed doors in a rented compound on the island of Oahu. The president waited until the Senate passed the health care bill before leaving the nation's capital. Mr. Obama says with today's Senate vote to overhaul the nation's health care system, the government is prepared to deliver on a long-held promise. NPR's Scott Horsley has the details.
For almost a century, Mr. Obama said, presidents have been calling for an overhaul of the nation's health care system. He says the measures passed by both the Senate and the House achieve that, extending health insurance to some 30 million people who don't have it, and providing more security for those who do.
These are not small reforms. These are big reforms. If passed, this will be the most important piece of social legislation since the Social Security Act passed in the 1930s.
Mr. Obama said the country is now incredibly close to making the health care overhaul a reality. He said he's looking forward to working with members of both the House and the Senate on a final bill that he can sign. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A New Jersey man who fought for 5 years to get his son back from Brazil has been reunited with the 9-year-old boy. David Goldman and his son Sean flew to Orlando this evening on a jet chartered by NBC. Goldman told the network, "My little boy is 5 feet away, sound asleep and peaceful. We're on our way. My heart is melting." The boy was turned over to his father in Rio earlier today after a bitter custody battle between the boy's stepfather, his Brazilian relatives, and Goldman. His mother died in childbirth last year. She took him to Brazil 5 years ago. This is NPR News. At least a dozen deaths are being blamed on a major winter storm moving across the upper Midwest. Heavy snow and strong winds are making driving treacherous in a half dozen states across the nation's midsection, causing officials to issue blizzard warnings this Christmas Eve. More than half the country will see a white Christmas, according to the National Weather Service. Some of the heaviest snow has fallen on parts of Texas and Oklahoma, but forecasters say the worst is yet to come. Stocks rose for a fifth straight day today in thin pre-holiday trading. Steve Beckner of Market News International has more.
Stocks climbed to highs for the year in truncated Christmas Eve trading. Investors got some holiday cheer before the opening bell. The Labor Department reported that initial claims for unemployment insurance benefits fell 28,000, more than twice as much as expected. And the Commerce Department said new orders for durable goods rebounded in November, with orders excluding volatile transportation surging by 2%. More than twice as many stocks rose as fell in low-volume trading on the New York Stock Exchange. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose roughly 0.5% to close comfortably above the 10,500 level. The Standard & Poor's 500 did a bit better than that. The technology-heavy NASDAQ Composite performed best, rising nearly 0.75%. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
A Chinese court has sentenced one of the nation's most well-known dissidents to 11 years in prison. Liu Xiaobo was convicted of writing subversive materials, including a manifesto calling for human rights and democracy. Many in the West have tried to intervene on Liu's behalf, appealing for his release, all of which has fallen on deaf ears in the Chinese government. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.